This is Word of Mouth from NHPR. I'm Virginia Prescott. In the fall of last year, Deborah Blum, who writes the Poison Pen column for the New York Times, talked with us about the disturbing amounts of arsenic found in apple juice, baby food, and drinking water supplies across the country, with high rates here in New England. Even if you try to avoid all the bad processed stuff and drink bottled water and eat lots of veggies and brown rice, you could be ingesting high doses of arsenic, cadmium, and other heavy metals, especially in the brown rice. Mary Lou Guarino is a molecular geneticist and professor of biology at Dartmouth College. Mary Lou, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Thank you for having me.
So first, a little review of arsenic. It occurs naturally in the environment. Why so prevalent here in New England?
It all has to do with the bedrock. So we have a lot of granite in New Hampshire, also in Maine, and arsenic's a naturally occurring component of these rocks. And so it leaches out of the rock into the groundwater, and then the groundwater, of course, becomes our well water, and then we have to worry about it.
And it stays in the soil for a long time. Your research has been about how it gets into our food and whether we can figure out ways to keep it out. Have I got that right?
Yes, our approach is really to try and screen lots of different rice cultivars from all over the world and see if we can find some that naturally don't take up arsenic.
Why rice in particular?
So rice turns out to be really efficient at accumulating arsenic, especially when it's grown, as it usually is, under flooded conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It gets confused. It thinks it's taking up silicon, which is a nutrient that it uses to strengthen its stems. And instead, it takes up arsenite because it looks just like silicon to the rice plant.
So that must really complicate your efforts to isolate the good stuff and the bad stuff that it's taking up.
That's right, because you don't want to eliminate the ability to take up silicon. What we'd like is to have some distinction between the two. So we don't know if that occurs naturally. Then, of course, the other option would be to try and engineer that in the laboratory.
Here's the clincher for me and for probably many people who thought that they were being somehow healthier by ordering the brown rice instead of the white rice. Brown rice has higher levels of arsenic. Why is that?
So it turns out that the rice plant accumulates arsenic in the outer layers of the seed. And we know from some imaging studies that we've done where we feed arsenic to the developing grains that arsenic seems to sort of get stuck in those outer layers and doesn't move into the developing embryo. That's the part we're going to eat, the white endosperm. So then when you polish rice, you remove the bran, the brown, and you remove most of the arsenic. But of course, the bran also has some nutrients, and that's why people like to eat brown rice, and we polish those off.
I'm reading here the Department of Agriculture estimates that on average, arsenic levels are 10 times as high in rice bran as in polished rice. So how much is there? How much in comparison to what the FDA says is safe for consumption?
Well, that's the crux of the matter at the moment. There is no standard for arsenic in food. We have a standard for arsenic in drinking water, which is 10 parts per billion. So I can just give you a comparison that members of our Superfund group have come up with.
Mm-hmm.
If you eat a half a cup of rice a day, it's equivalent to drinking a liter of water that's at that maximum allowable amount of arsenic of 10 parts per billion.
Wow. What are the other effects on the human body of consumption of arsenic or cadmium or other industrial metals?
Well, chronic exposure to arsenic can lead to different forms of cancer, like bladder cancer in particular. They've also seen some association with diabetes, with respiratory illness, and there's basically just interfering with basic cellular processes. So you get lots of diverse effects.
Rice is, of course, grown in paddies, as you made the point, generally, uses quite a bit of water. Your team has studied the effect of the water. What'd you find? Is there any difference in how it's cultivated?
So flooded rice will accumulate arsenic, and that's because under these flooded conditions, the arsenite becomes more mobile. It's released from complexes, and then the plant can easily take it up, as we discussed. It turns out then if you say, well, then let's grow upland rice where you don't grow it with continuous flooding, those plants now then start to accumulate cadmium.
Wow.
And so it's a trade-off between accumulating arsenic or accumulating cadmium. So the agronomists and the soil scientists are busy studying how to manage your water use and maybe some fertilization with things like silicon that compete for uptake to try and manage how much of these metals and metalloids are getting taken up.
Okay, Dr. Garineau, truth or dare time. Have you stopped eating rice?
No, I haven't stopped eating rice, but I don't eat brown rice. And basmati rice has very low levels of arsenic in general.
Oh, good to know. Dr. Mary Lou Garineau, Associate Director of the Toxic Metals Superfund Research Program and also molecular geneticist and professor of biology at Dartmouth College. You'll find more about levels of arsenic in rice at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us on our Facebook page, facebook.com/wordofmouthradio, or on Twitter at wordofmouth. Plenty to chew on today, and thank you so much for joining us. If you do like what you heard, there is more at wordofmouthradio.org. You can also follow us and send us your feedback or share your ideas for the program on Facebook and on Twitter. After all, the most fascinating stories get passed around by word of mouth. I'm Virginia Prescott. Join us for more of them tomorrow at 2 on New Hampshire Public Radio.